Fox News Radio, 1270.
Fox News Radio 1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello and welcome to Broadview for this Saturday. For the next 2 hours, we're going to just take a look at current stories, maybe some opinions, information, entertainment, stuff like that. So you can sit back, you can listen to the conversation, or please feel free to express yourself at 823-1920. If you have any questions for one of my guests today, also, I'll be happy to ask them. So email me at broadview1@live.com. That's one word, broadview1@live.com. Now, if you don't want to be on the air, that's okay. And I have it open right now, so I'll get your questions and we'll get your answers. This week, I have asked J.P. Travis back for conversation. He's so spunky, he's opinionated, and I love his website for political and current affairs info, jpattitude.com. Hey, J.P.
Hey.
I'm glad you're here.
Good to be back.
Yeah, thank you. Also, Allison from Planned Parenthood is going to be here. Such a sore subject, I'm telling you. We're going to get some facts about the program and what's going to happen to an organization that has helped so many people over the years. I think it's transformation myself, so we'll talk to her about that. Also, comedian Michael Faverman, he's the headliner tonight at the Pioneer Underground. We'll have, I think he's coming. If not, Wayne will get us someone here, and we'll get a little taste of what's going on there. I'm so happy to have a comedy club now where we can go. And if you'd like to go on Wayne, email me during the show. Once again, broadview1@live.com, and get on his guest list. You and three of your friends, tonight, 8 or 10 o'clock show. So do that. Email me, broadview1@live.com. Also, the Darwin Awards are in. Or out, whatever, honoring those that take themselves out of the gene pool. Accidentally, yeah. They say. Most die getting it, let me tell you. But this year, you're going to be surprised. So stick around for that. Once again, lines are open now at 823-1920. And, well, I say, JP, the biggest deal this whole week, of course, was the royal wedding.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Tell me we're going to talk about that.
Just for a moment. Just okay. For a moment. It's on everybody's mind, JP. You don't even know what her dress looked like, do you?
Cinch waist.
You wish.
I heard that on the NBA game last night.
You cannot
Coach
have your...
Coach Van Gundy said it was a beautiful dress. It brought tears to his eyes, and it was a cinch waist.
And that was enough for you?
The other two announcers kind of backed away from him and said, how do you know that?
Looking at it from another angle, I'd say. Long sleeves, beautiful lace dress. You're not allowed to be showing your arms in the Abbey. That's a little
I didn't know that.
Tidbit there. Yes. So Mr. and Mrs. Prince and Princess, as they say, Will and Kate. Now, I tell you, the monarch's got to be just freaking out over this. I mean, you don't say Will and Kate, or else they've gotten some good influence and they've updated things. Because, I mean, they're getting hip. Will and Kate?
I don't know.
It's William and Catherine that has such a ruling ring to it. But it's Will and Kate.
The other thing I heard was that the queen looked like a canary. She was dressed all in yellow.
Yeah, but she always does. She's old-fashioned there, and we did expect that. Also, trillions of people. I mean, trillions of people. Anybody who lives in a civilized country watched that, JP. Telling you, it was unbelievable. 1 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, everybody around the world watching it. Some of the Brits, though, were a bit put out, as they say, with the unemployment rate there and the expense of the royal wedding. They're saying millions and millions of dollars. So there was a little, little bit of that.
It?
Well, of course, who? The king, the queen, they pay for
it. Don't they have their own money? I mean,
they
that's
do,
not government
and
money.
That's old money, and it's all their money over
so
there.
So why would they
JP.
Complain?
The unemployed are complaining.
No.
The unemployed, they were out there protesting. They had some protesting. They had some Muslims protesting. There's always someone to protest. Now, the kiss was the big deal. Well, two kisses. There were two kisses. And I'll tell you what, they must have some lusty stuff going on in private. Not for us to see. That's for very real. Very appropriate kissing. Very appropriate. Can you imagine an appropriate kiss? But it was very appropriate.
Boy.
But the highlight was the Aston Martin that they drove away in.
Oh, really? It was a good-looking car.
A gorgeous, gorgeous car. Are you kidding? Yeah. It could have been picked off real easy. Some sniper. High security
there. Oh, so there was a top down?
Yeah, the top was down. They were just smiling, these young kids. I was thinking, oh, hope everything goes well. The eternal optimist that I am. It was beautiful. Anyway, the big story for us here in the USA, of course, the southern storms twisters and tornadoes. Hundreds of people, more missing, over hundreds and hundreds dead. Three got out and saved by going into a closet. I think that's a highlight. That's very positive. Also, there's a grocer there, a local Piggly Wiggly store. This is in Smithville, Mississippi. Tornado just tore the town apart. It's just flattened. There's nothing going on. He's a local owner, Brian, if I can get his name right, McGonagill. Piggly Wiggly owner, he's giving the food away. The place just ravaged the town. His store is no longer there, but there was food, sodas, and he's giving it away, giving it to everybody.
So his store is gone, and he's giving
yes,
away what's left.
Giving
down
away
the
all the food. Unbelievable. Doesn't even know what he's going to do. I don't know about insurance or whatever, but it's devastated. The town's gone, but he's given the food away with faith and hope.
And now the water's rising from the storms that brought the tornadoes. The Mississippi River's rising.
So. Well, it always gets worse, right? Oh, man. But we look for all these positive things, like people surviving. There were also, let me see, some people from the Piggly Wiggly store survived because they went into the freezer because Brian told them, go get in the freezer. So they went in there and they were saved. Their lives were spared. I mean, that's the stuff we want to concentrate on, right?
If you just stop saying Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. That's only in the South. And also, of course, the flight of the Endeavor. It's the very final launch, temporarily postponed.
Yeah.
The heating system. And that's no joke now. You don't want to be going up. So I say, good call.
Seems like they postpone those every time.
Well,
it must be an awfully complicated business.
The one they didn't blew up. So, I mean, not to be harsh, but they got, if that some little thing goes now, it'll go. It'll go. It's the final flight. We're, go. You know, still money for that,
it's
I guess.
Kind of sad, though, it's the last flight.
Well, something else will come. The super space program. When? Don't worry. Oh, soon. Soon. And also Gaddafi. What is his name? It just keeps changing.
Yeah, why do they keep changing
the spelling? I don't understand it. A G, a K, a...
I mean, you can go on the internet right now and find articles where it's spelled with a G.
Five
and
different
some
names.
Spelled with a K.
Yeah, and all different functions there. Anyway, he's called another ceasefire. He says that the coalition is killing civilians, and that's his job. He's pissed. Mm-hmm. So he's calling for a ceasefire. And the Taliban announcing a spring sale on offensive. Did you see that in the news?
No.
Oh, yeah. They're getting ready to pull something again. And gas hits $4 right here in Nevada.
That might be the biggest story.
Is that on your mind?
Price of
gasoline. Oh, man, unbelievable. I'm getting a scooter. You know, that's why over in Europe they all ride scooters. I don't like the helmet thing because my hair and I want to wear it. I'm going to do it anyway.
There's another big story you didn't mention.
Oh, what was it?
Obama's birth certificate.
Oh, I was not even going to mention. That's the biggest deal of life. He comes out and does a special. It fascinated me. I think I like the way he handled himself, though. It's like, okay, finally. Now, tell me the truth, JP.
Okay.
If back when Hillary wanted to be the candidate, would she not have dug that up? If he was not born in the United States, somebody would have come on before he was even, you know, Chicago mayor or whatever.
Why did he wait so long? I mean,
I think he was just teasing. I think he was just saying.
John McCain for his, and he just took it into Congress. They had a hearing. They said, you're naturally born. And that was the end of it.
I think Obama gets a little uppity. He starts thinking, how, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what it is. Why it took 2.5 years, I don't know.
Because it's the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
But
it.
I knew he wasn't born here. If you looked at the timing, you knew a pregnant woman who was 9 months pregnant wasn't going to fly to Kenya at the last minute.
Well, you know what? Donald Trump said that his grandmother said he was born right here in Kenya, but then she's chewing on that black licorice stuff. She might not know what happened. I think it was silly, but I think Trump trumped it up. I think he did it all just to get some publicity, get
hey,
people
wait a minute.
Thinking. And,
1 week
oh,
ago,
yeah.
we sat right here and you told me
well,
how
I
you like Trump.
I changed my mind. Okay. I'm a woman. I'm the broad on this show, so I can change my mind.
Thank you for wising up. I mean, I like the stuff he says. It's good to see somebody who's willing to speak.
Yeah, he's just stirring stuff up, like he always says. You think he wants someone to come in and check out all of his financial books?
He said he would release his stuff.
Do you believe it?
If Obama released the birth certificate. So, okay, Trump, where's your financial stuff?
Oh, well, I hope someone sticks to that. Yeah, that should be interesting.
It's
going to
be embarrassing for him because he insists he's worth billions and billions and billions. And
well, he might be in rubber products.
And there's a biography out about him that says he's probably worth a couple hundred million, and that's it. So I don't think he wants to release the actual numbers.
I think most people that are rich lie. Either they don't know what's going on, or they want you to believe something.
He's got a lawsuit going on where he sued the writer of the book for underestimating his wealth.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that made him mad, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's been, the lawsuit's been going on for a couple of years, I think.
Wow, Interesting.
He's serious. He's serious. Insulted that the man said he's only worth $200 million.
Well, you know what? I think it just reflects everything going on. I think I'm responsible for the position the country's in, because I think we're all in the same position.
You're responsible?
Paycheck to paycheck, baby. I mean, come on. And yet I've got to buy my baubles and things, so... You know, I'm not really great with money. I'm great at spending it.
Yeah,
I mean, I spread it around. That's good. But I think the country's in the same shape I'm in. So I think it's, you know.
It's going to get bad with the gasoline going up and the food going up. And
I know it. It's crazy. Well, it just keeps going. It always has. And it's always going to. I mean, that's progression there, JP. All right, here's something I wanted to talk to you about. Now we're giving Colombia $2.84 million so they can build an oil refinery. Did you hear about this?
The same week that the EPA stopped Shell from drilling for oil in Alaska.
Uh-huh, exactly. What are they thinking?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Well, there's got
to
be money.
It's like giving
it.
Money to Brazil to drill out in the Gulf. They won't let us drill in the same Gulf.
What's wrong with this picture?
Why is the money we borrow from the Chinese going to build a refinery in Colombia?
Okay. I know. CSN News reports that completely inexplicable details of the pissing away of another few billion dollars of our tax money. That's how I see it. The money, let me see, wholly owned subsidiary of Ecopetrol, Colombian National Oil Company. It's part of a $5.18 billion refinery and upgrade project in Colombia studying petroleum products to the domestic and export markets.
Why does the United States want to finance that?
You know, you got to give Obama credit. He may be anti-American, but at least he's consistent. What in the heck?
What in the heck?
Does he know about this? I bet he doesn't know about this. Something about Obama I like.
Shell, which paid $2 billion for lease rights to drill in the Arctic Ocean,